Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Championship Game Freedom Cup DFS plays on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing for free today and let it ride.
Hey, everybody, Joe Theismann here. You're listening to SGPN. So do this. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
USFL Gambling Podcast Championship Game Freedom Cup DFS plays. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
The road to the Freedom Cup ends here. It's been a great DFS. I did have a first place finish. I'm not talking within friends. I'm talking about overall submitting on DFS. I am joined by the DFS God himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, home brew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lot giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. Super Bowl time. Yes. Or that's what you say, Freedom Cup time.
The road to the Freedom Cup has been a grind, all right? But I must apologize because NC Nick did do a DFS show with us last week, and we had some technical difficulties. So you guys probably missed out on $1 million lineup, all right?
No, actually you didn't. I kind of sucked last week. If you were going to, you know, blow it and not record any pod, you picked the right one.
So here we are, buddy. Final game of the season.
I mean, and before I do that, let's talk a little bit about last week, because, you know, my quarterback was Luis Perez. That was a bad call, you know, and I kind of leaned heavy into this New Jersey team, figuring that Philly defense was one of the worst in the league all year. And sure enough, what happens? They look like the freaking 85 Bears out there. And that right there pretty much, you know, ruined any chances I had of getting in the green last week. How about you? How'd you fare?
I had Luis Perez as my captain. No, I mean, I did have Darnell Holland who scored, but so I actually did win a little bit of cash, but nothing to write home about, you know?
Right. Yeah. I guess, you know, my best pick might've been Darius Shepherd, who did well. Darius Victor did solid. I should have just stuck with Darius's. That was my problem. You know, the two Darius's I drafted did well, and that's about it.
Team Darius. Yeah. So let's hop into this week, the final week, the Freedom Cup. Until next season, we appreciate you guys rocking with us, and make sure you give us a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you want to hear more from us after this week, well, we'll have a recap show. But besides that, you will have to hear us on the College Football Experience or the College Basketball Experience. So, you know, subscribe to both of those. College football, we're already breaking down all 131 teams this offseason. So a solo podcast for every single team in the land. Check us out there. But all right, enough promoting. Let's hop into it. NC Nick, what are you doing at the captain spot?
Yeah, you know, we just did the picks podcast where we, you know, picked against the spread and all that stuff. And the last question was, who do you think is going to be the MVP? I said, actually, we both were kind of on Philly money line. And I said, if that happens, I think Case Cookus is the MVP. And not only is he the MVP, but he's also my captain. He's in the captain chair for me. It just makes the most sense. I had plenty of money to work with, so that wasn't an issue. And I think he's the safest bet for production with a pretty damn high ceiling as well. So give me Cookus for 16.5K.
My roster. I was going to put him there at captain, but I said, you know what? Everybody is going to put either him or Jamar Smith at captain. So I changed horses midstream. All right.
Sometimes that pays off.
I went with Bo Scarborough, $10,500. And my angle was this: Darius Victor was limited. Trey Williams was limited. But Bo Scarborough had, I mean, that first off, the Stallions had ground success against the Stars the first game. I do think the Stars are a team of destiny. I still think Bo Scarborough is going to get his, because at the end of the day, I think had he been there all year, I think you're talking about the best running back in the league. Give me Bo Scarborough as my captain.
He's not on my roster. And you know what? I had enough money to take him also. My problem with him is that he hasn't had 40 or more yards rushing in 3 weeks. I think we're all kind of remembering week 6 and week 7, where he had back-to-back 100 yard games. I don't know what the issue is. I think he's talented enough. I think he might in fact be the best running back, but for whatever reason, the running lanes aren't open for Birmingham lately, and they're not giving it to him exclusively with, you know, Marable and others in that backfield. So I think I've been rostering him pretty much every week. So this is the first week I haven't. So, you know, maybe he'll go off now. I don't know, but I'm off Scarborough.
Off Scarborough. It sounds like a band. We're off Scarborough. All right. Who's your second highest priced player then, besides your captain? Who's your highest priced player other than your captain? How about that?
That is the other quarterback in this game, Jamar Smith, for 10.4K. Yeah, I don't always like to. I don't always need both quarterbacks in a showdown.
I got him too. You gotta have.
Yeah,
I like him.
In this game, you know, especially with two offenses that have a lot of weapons, and you're not quite sure who's gonna have the best day as far as a receiver or potentially even a running back for either team. I think in this showdown, it makes sense to get both quarterbacks in there. Definitely.
Well, we share that. Okay. Well, my next player, cause you've named, I have three players off my roster. You have,
so I guess I should go, cause I only have two.
Go. Fire away.
It is a Birmingham receiver, Marlon Williams, 7.2K.
We got the same team. Just different places than Novo Scarborough, huh?
You know, and I think, I don't know what's happened to Victor Bolden. You know, he only had four targets last week, one catch for 2 yards. Week before that, only five targets, again, just one catch. So I think, you know, you never know when Osiris Mitchell is going to bubble up or not. That guy's a mystery. So I think their most consistent receiving threat is Marlon Williams. Didn't have a great game last week, just 4 for 24, but still got 7 targets. So I think he's my bet for the best production from the receiver spot in this whole game, pretty much.
Yeah, and he's cheaper than Bolden. So I originally was grabbing Bolden. I said, what am I doing? Take Marlon Williams.
There you go.
All right. Well, look, I got to get us paid. I want to tell you guys that the USFL DFS show is brought to you by WinBet. Yes, bet $50 at WinBet. Get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download, and it is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today and let it ride. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IP Vanish VPN here at the SGPN Studios. It makes it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communication, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP on your phone or on your computer and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right, we're back on the DFS show. Final DFS show, the road through the Freedom Cup. So you've named four of my guys now. I got two
of your guys.
I got two plays left. Yeah, because I'm the guy that's going to take them to cash because I got Scarborough at the captain spot. You know what I mean? So I got Darnell Holland, 5,800. 5,800, buddy.
I think that makes a ton of sense. I have him as well. Play your music.
Oh, man. The same team. Same team. I left $1,300 on the board, but
I left 17. So, and I'm sorry, finish your thought, then I'll chip in.
No. But go fire away.
So this is where I'm drawing a line in the sand. Cause I have money to roster Scarborough, but I'm choosing to roster Holland instead, even though I have the money to pay for the much more expensive. With Colburn out, with the other running back out, Terry, it's gotta be the Darnell Holland show. And I think he'll find success on the ground and he'll probably catch a few balls too. So I think it makes complete sense to roster Darnell Holland for only 5.8K this week.
Dude, I thought about playing him as the captain.
Yeah.
You know what? You sold me on this. I'm going to flip Scarborough and Holland. I'm going to go Holland as my captain.
Scarborough just on your roster.
Yeah. And now I have $1,900 remaining, which actually
interesting.
Let me see if I can switch my final play. Yeah, I am. Well, it all works out.
I still have two guys also.
Okay. So give me your second to last guy. I got one guy left. Okay.
I got to get a stack with Cookus. I got to get a receiver for Philadelphia. So I'm going to go DeAndre Overton. This guy made some noise early on in the season, was hurt for a good stretch. But I think we saw his playmaking ability last week where he caught two balls for 65 yards. I think one of them was like 60 yards itself. So this is kind of, you know, this is your home run threat. This might be make or break, but I think DeAndre Overton has a chance to hit a big one again. I'll take him for 4.8K.
Wow. Did not see that one. Doug Overton. I mean, I'm sorry, DeAndre Overton. Shout out to Doug Overton, the former LaSalle Explorer and Washington Bullet. Okay, I got one play left, and that is, you know, to quote the great John Candy, Bug, that's your name, first or last. Give me Bug Howard, 5,400. Look, I think that might be an area they might be able to exploit. So give me Bug Howard, one of the better tight ends in the league.
Well, shout out to Uncle Buck, but I didn't have Bug Howard on my roster. I think I had a chance to roster him as well. I did, but no, I'm going to go with a different Birmingham receiver. Maybe the reason why Victor Bolden's been quiet lately, because this guy got 6 targets last week. He caught 5 balls for 74 yards and he's only 3.6K. Kind of came out of nowhere, but he's had, you know, what, 13 catches over the last 4 weeks. Adrian Hardy. I'm going deep. This is how I differentiate my lineup, especially if Cookus is kind of trendy in that captain chair. So Adrian Hardy, 3.6K. That means I got.
NC Knicks playing a wild one here. Adrian Hardy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, no problem. So I got 3 stallions, 3 stars. I like that balance, especially in a game that I think is going to be tight. What's your roster balance there?
My roster balance is, let's go back to it. I have 3-3.
There you go. Well, I need to
diversify.
I got big game. Big game for Cookus here. Throws for 250, 2 touchdowns, maybe runs in another, and you're going to be wishing he was in your captain chair.
Very true. Folks, remember, come play DFS with us. NC Nick will tweet this out at NC_NICK, and I will also tweet this out from at USFL Gambling on Twitter. So come play. It's only for a couple bucks, but obviously I'm going to play some of these lineups in the big money makers. And let's, I want to thank all the listeners out there. Hope you have a wonderful, happy 4th of July weekend. And what better to spend it around football and the Freedom Cup. So come play DFS with us and enjoy, kick back, have a safe holidays. Enjoy. We appreciate you rocking with us. From the Sports Gambling Podcast headquarters to Birmingham to Canton, Ohio. We love it.
That's so right. Been a fun 12 weeks. USFL signed up for next year already. So be sure to tune into us next year as well. We'll be doing the same damn thing.
Exactly. And make sure you check out, by the way, the SGP Sports Gambling Podcast. We have a brand new merch store. Check that out. I think you'll love what we got there. There's tons of awesome gear to go check out from your favorite SGPN shows that you like. So go to store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. I think you'll dig it. And if you give us a 5-star review on iTunes, we'd certainly appreciate it for the USFL Gambling Podcast. And like I mentioned, if you want to hear us, we are on the College Football Experience, breaking down every team in the land. We also are on the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe to those platforms. Sports Gambling Podcast is doing a bunch of NFL stuff too. So if NFL is your cup of tea, they got you covered. So check us all out. Get the SGPN app. It's free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. We appreciate y'all. And let's enjoy this Freedom Cup and see you next year on the DFS slate. So, all right, folks, this is the USFL Gambling Podcast, DFS style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Somewhere.